Power Nation. So good to be with you. Glad to be back here. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm Daniel Brigman. If you've never met me, hello. Nice to meet you. Thank you for being here and joining us and spending your time. I know your time is valuable. We got a great show that I think is worthy of your time. Daniel Estulin, one of the foremost conceptual, what would you call him? A conceptual
artist.
A conceptual artist. That's probably a good way to say it. A conceptual artist. He sought all over the world by governments and the like for his opinion, and we have him here. We're excited to have him on. Of course, at the webinar tomorrow, we'll be talking about that. Why? If you're listening, I'll ask the question, why should people sign up for this webinar tomorrow? I think you should. I think you're going to learn something. Plus, we'll talk about a very important article at Zero Hedge that I think you're going to want to hear. I think you need to hear. And so we'll focus on that and then the webinar later. James McKinney, always one of our absolute favorite.
Yeah,
and so we'll talk about him with Flynn and whatever's going on in the Department of Justice, Obama. I mean, are we really about to see somebody accountable for,
I don't know. I hope
for treason. I mean, it's just, I mean, it appears like it's treason.
I volunteered to pull the switch.
You're first in line. They should auction out. They want to raise money for the national debt.
Yep.
They should, however many people they line up, they should auction off to be able to pull the switch for each one.
Each one.
So, they can pay the national, big chunk of the national debt off.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Uncle Kevin is here. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
It's great to be here. Another great day in America.
Before we get to the news, well, this is news. This is big news, but I want to make the note. Do you know who Paul Tudor Jones is? Do you know?
No.
Who he is?
That John Paul Jones's buddy?
No, yeah, sure. He is a big time hedge fund,
money manager,
equity firm manager, big time. Okay. You know, it's probably worth $5+ billion. One of the couple hundred richest people in America. You know, as they say, I mean, who knows how accurate they are, but you know, very influential, especially in Wall Street.
Okay.
He came out on CNBC a couple days ago. Was it CNBC? I believe so. Yes, and he said that he is buying Bitcoin in his portfolio. Not a lot, 1% to 2%, but he says that he thinks this is maybe the fastest horse and it may end up being going up the most, and why he's buying it and because of the halving, if you know anything about that. Why is that important? Because a major figure, this is the level of Warren Buffett, probably not the name recognition of Warren Buffett, but, you know, a similar, probably not quite as
prominent,
but I mean, we're talking to somebody similar, like a Warren Buffett type level, just came out on Wall Street and said, I am buying Bitcoin.
Excellent. Now, when you talk about Bitcoin, is that the whole category or just Bitcoin?
Well, he said Bitcoin. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what he's buying or not buying. He said Bitcoin.
Okay.
So he's buying Bitcoin. And so that means that Wall Street, like we've been saying, this is very, very important, not just for people who are investing in cryptocurrencies or not. This is very important news. It's just for everybody because there's a trend. There's a massive transition. I have been told by many very reliable sources, a huge transition financially of people putting money into digital assets, into a digitized world. They've already digitized your music.
They did.
They've digitized your movies.
They have.
Now they're going to digitize your money.
Yeah.
And they want to digitize you too, but that's another story.
That's right.
but this is coming. I'm not saying good, bad, or different, but it's coming and it's here. So you need to be aware of it. A huge article at Zero Hedge, Daniel Estulin said about many billionaires are saying the new financial system has to come out of this pandemic. So that's
this
the first question.
Well, something like it.
We'll ask Daniel. That's when he comes on. That's a huge story, very important story.
And when Bitcoin goes up, it pulls the rest of them up too.
Usually. The whole segment.
The whole segment.
Texas AG, Attorney General, tells largest counties they are, quote, exceeding lawful authority. This is a big, big story.
Yep.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sent a letter to Dallas, Bexar, and Travis counties and to the mayor of San Antonio and Austin warning that, quote, local public health orders that exceed the county's and city's lawful authority and are likely to confuse residents. The letter also said, we hope you will act quickly to correct mistakes like those to avoid further confusion and litigation challenging the county and city's unconstitutional restrictions. This is right in the heels of our girl, Shelley Luther. Yes,
absolutely.
Loves Shelley Luther.
Shelley. Hope she comes on.
I talked to her. I talked to her husband, and she's just been. I mean,
she's
been
inundated.
She's
swamped.
Yeah, I did talk to her husband.
She,
you know, the county trying to force her to close down.
Yeah.
Outside of Dallas area. Yeah, throw in jail. The judge. You didn't apologize. You didn't genuflect. You didn't bow your knee. You didn't.
Yeah, I'm so proud of her. Gosh almighty.
It's a very important story.
Very.
Now, the Texas AG is coming out and saying, well, wait a minute. This is unconstitutional. This is so obviously unconstitutional. Yeah. Do we have law or not?
San Antonio set out. You can't.
Say Chinese virus.
Virus. You can't say Chinese virus or you'll get a ticket or you might get thrown in jail. That's insane.
It's treason.
It is treason. Absolutely. It is
treason. It is not insane. It is treason. Mm-hmm. Insane is like supporting Hillary Clinton, in my opinion. For Hillary Clinton supporters, not trying to offend you.
Just like Todd. We had to get him out of that vein.
Yeah. That's insane to me. Not that supporting Trump, I'm saying, is sane. That's not what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying supporting her and her ilk is insane.
Yeah.
Contract tracing. The letter alleges this is massive. Remember we talked about the story in Utah about you drive into Utah and you're geolocated?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Now, they rescinded that. Why did they rescind it?
People got mad.
People said, we're not doing it.
We're not doing it.
We're not doing it. Remember what they said? We're going to track compliance.
Yeah.
Well, they track compliance. They said, well, they ain't complying.
We ain't going to do it.
We ain't doing it.
We ain't doing
it. So they stopped.
Yes.
And I said, at that time, I said, this is the first major step towards what? Do you remember?
Total control.
No.
Oh.
Well,
which side are you talking about?
No, about in Utah. Social credit.
Credit, yeah.
That you need to earn your ability to be in the public. I mean, other things, certainly, yep. You know, licenses and things like that. But this is the first sign, the first step to, you need to earn your position to be able to be in society.
Right.
And fill out this form.
If you step out of line, you cannot be in society.
What is the next step? It's called contact tracing. There's a story in Washington. We'll get to that. Here's what the AG in the letter sent to these counties. The letter alleges the city's order encourages restaurants to keep track of customers that dine in the restaurant. The letter acknowledges that the order only recommends keeping a tally of names, but it, quote, forces restaurants into submission.
Right.
So this is about, ladies
what
and gentlemen, who has the ability to tell you what to do? Who is your daddy?
Yep.
Is your creator your, quote, unquote, father, or is the state
it
your
ain't
father?
The state.
Well, that's what they say it is.
They say it is.
Forces restaurants into submission by threatening to release the names of the restaurants that don't comply. The letter goes on calling the city's order Orwellian. This is the Attorney General of Texas saying this. This is Orwellian and raises privacy concerns. Privacy concerns. Why don't you talk about the Fourth Amendment?
Constitutional concerns.
Why don't you talk about the Fourth Amendment?
They did that with the churches last week. Remember?
Meaning what?
They took names and.
They took license plates. That was like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Yeah. A month ago now, probably.
Yeah.
Shelter in place. The letter alleges Governor Abbott's executive order does not include a mandatory shelter in place. This is the if there is an executive order and the governor says, this is what we see, this is what we recommend, this is what we're encouraging the people we have control over. They do not have control over you.
They don't.
They have control over different government employees, government buildings, what have you. They can say, this is what we're doing. The rest of the people, here's what we see, here's what we're recommending. That's the authority they have.
It's a recommendation. You don't have to follow it.
A similar letter sent to Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins.
Oh, good.
Echoes the letter
he's
sent
up
to...
He's up for re-election. We gotta get him out of there.
To sent to Travis County regarding places of worship, masks, and shelter-in-place laws. Quote, local public health orders that exceed the county and city's lawful authority. You cannot make somebody wear a mask.
Can't do it.
Now, there's two different arguments. There's two different arguments. One is, well, is it good for you or not good for you? They have the ability to decide. Or two, do they have the ability to decide if they're going to tell you what to do? They're really two different arguments.
Yeah.
The one argument, they're saying, well, this is for your health. Well, that's not even true.
No.
It's not true. It doesn't stop the virus. Doug Rocky, very important.
It might make you pass out.
It might make you God, a poor...
carbon dioxide.
Yeah. What's her name from...
Walmart.
From Walmart. Maryland. Poor Maryland. God.
She almost had a heart attack.
She was talking funny. She thought she was having another stroke.
Yeah.
She did. That's what she said.
Yeah.
I talked to the manager. So, well, you're going to give this lady a stroke here.
And if you do, you're going to have a big lawsuit.
they'll get some immunity from somebody. Anyway, that's a different argument than do they have the ability to tell you to do a, I mean, really, this is just like asking for a waiver to get a vaccine. See, this is why I've been so upset with the people who have not upset with them. I've been so adamant of, that's the wrong word. I've been so adamant that the course that we need to take about vaccines or whatever, right now it's, we want our, exemptions. We want our waivers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like you going to your father and saying, I want the keys to the car tonight to go on a date. You know, can I take my, you know, I'm 17 years old. Right. Can I borrow the car?
Yeah.
We want to borrow the car. We're going to demand that we get to borrow the car. That's what we're doing.
That's exactly right.
No, the argument is you don't have the right to tell us. You can offer it.
That's right.
And
you recommend it.
You can recommend it and we'll do it or not do it. I don't have to sign anything.
Nope.
I don't owe you anything.
No. Nope.
See, those are two different arguments.
And going into a private business is different too, because he has the, if he tells you to wear a mask in a private business, like you're going to get your haircut, you have to wear a mask to go get in his private business.
Not if it's some government-owned building, or
right,
I mean,
right.
there's certain things.
Private.
Yeah, private, completely private. Right. That's see, that's different. See, that's what
totally
they're trying to break down. See,
right.
This is what I've been criticized for arguing about the civil rights things. People say this is where it goes to. I'm not saying that people should exclude blacks or Chinese or whites or anybody from eating at a restaurant. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the government can't tell a restaurant to serve blacks or serve this or that, because if they can tell them that,
right,
now they can tell them this.
Well, now the government's going to be working to do the same, a reverse with the Patriots. The Patriots aren't going to be allowed to come
right,
out and
right.
And
they're a threat.
Yes, they're the threat.
They're a threat.
So the government's going to ban them at.
See, they're using that same argument.
Thing.
It's the same argument.
Yep.
They can make you serve a Chinese person in your restaurant.
That's right.
Right? They can make you. I'm not saying. Look, don't go to the restaurant if they're racist or they exclude people.
Yeah.
But if they can make a restaurant, did the government pay for that business? Did the government buy those chairs and,
no.
and pay, put up the risk and do all that? No.
No.
So if they can tell them to do that, now look where we are 40, 50 years later.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, you got to take the names of everybody and the phone numbers so we can contact trace them.
That's right.
So we can keep track of them and so we know where all this is going. Do you tell me this isn't the beginning and the framework of a social credit system just like China?
Of course it is. Absolutely.
This is absolutely it.
Yeah.
So if they can, these.
We cannot give them an inch.
Not an
inch. Cannot give them an inch because they're habitual line steppers. and they'll take as many.
And what is the line? Okay, let me ask you, what is the line?
Constitution.
Specifically? What is the line specifically about the Constitution?
You got it.
The Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights, yeah.
You should know this. You know this. You know it. The Bill of Rights.
You got to have it. Yeah.
The Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights
is the line. The Bill of Rights tells you nothing.
Everything.
No, it tells you nothing. It tells you to do nothing. You're listening? It tells you nothing to do.
Right.
It tells the government everything.
Everything.
You don't do this. You don't do this. You stay in your corner. You stay there till you're told what to do. Do you see how this is getting flipped? And who has the dominion? Is it we the people or not?
Yeah.
So now, you'll take names of these people if we tell you to take names of these people.
It puts chains on the government.
It puts you in the position that who puts you in that position? God Almighty, your creator, nature, whatever word you want to use, they put you in that position, which the government is now trying to tear down and put themselves in that position. They are usurpers. They are a parasite.
Yep. They do nothing except cause havoc.
They gain no power.
Right.
The government has no power unless they take it from you.
Right. Unless we give it to them.
$138 million government contract will fund production of 500 million pre-filled COVID-19 vaccine, quote, injection devices.
Well, isn't that special?
I don't want to go. We haven't got much time here.
All right.
We'll go over some of this with James also.
Yeah, we love James.
In the second hour. Coronavirus, quote, misinformation event canceled after critics point out it was sponsored by Huawei. You know that?
Yeah.
The 5G people from
5G
China.
People.
The loving
people that want to fry our brains.
The bastion of, you know, free thought, you know, Huawei from China.
Uh-huh.
They were going to have a And it's from the Black Journalists Association, National Association of Black Journalists. So notice how they're hiding behind color.
Right. Everything's about...
they want to make it a race or a divide, or a different group, or it's, the Jewish American League or whatever.
The Pet Lovers of America.
Those Pet Lovers of America.
Yeah, we gotta protect them.
See, now, you're not... They think you're not going to criticize the National Association of Black Journalists.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
You won't dare come out against them. Wrong. They did. People did. Yep. People went nuts about this. You want good information, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
I was walking down the street the other day, mm-hmm. and I ended up talking to somebody, and I'm not trying to judge people by looks, but just looking at this person, you would think, 5 years ago, you couldn't have this conversation. You kind of get a feel, right?
Yeah.
She goes off. She says, is the virus real? Yeah. And she's a nurse in an ICU. This is a nurse in the ICU.
I know.
So, of course, I wanted to talk to her once I found this out.
Nobody's working in the hospitals. They know.
She says, are people dying? Is there a real virus? Yes. Are people dying? Yes. Is this been made up and used to control and stuff? Absolutely. He says, they didn't work on Russiagate. Didn't work on this. But you want to get people sick and in fear and hit their pocketbooks, you get their attention. What did they do? They got people afraid and they hit their pocketbooks.
Yep.
That's what they've done. This is a nurse in the ICU. From random small town Missouri saying this. You want good news? You want to know why they haven't pushed vaccines yet? You know why it's trotting around Bill Gates trying to drum up PR about
That's
this?
Right.
Because that lady, Marty, in rural Missouri, yes. ICU nurse, she is about to go nuts about this, and she knows it's a big scam. That's why. You want good news? That's good news.
And a gymnast down at the gym said the same thing.
Again, we get the idea that sometimes, there's giants in the land. They are doing this. They are doing that. I promise you, quote unquote, these Luciferians who are really doing this, they have no power, just like the government, unless you give it to them. They need your will. They can't force you. There's a universal energetic law in force here.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is the universe dictated, but the power within you dictates it. That was given to you by divinity. You have the power and your will and saying no. And it doesn't take a lot of people.
No, it doesn't.
With conviction, who will say something.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many people they line up to take this vaccine. If there's 2% of the people who are just absolutely gobsmacked convicted about this,
yep.
I promise you.
Dr. Stephen Greer, yesterday I heard him say it only takes 1%.
Well, that's that. They did studies about
that. They did studies about
1% that. 1% convicted. What is the word that will win? Well, I've told you over and over again. If I come across in a lecturing tone, I'm ate up with this.
Yeah.
I'm just ate up with this. I was talking to Marsha this morning. I'm wore out. This is so, the serious nature of where we are right now is so big.
Yeah, we're in a tight spot.
And these things, I don't have time to, cajole and explain and soft pedal you and, mm-hmm. Whatever. I don't.
We got to stand up.
Right. These things are important. Conviction. Yep. Conviction is, what do you need to be convicted about? The law, blah, 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 blah.
Rights.
Busted. Contact tracing data may be sent to WHO. Surprise, surprise.
You think they're going to keep that quiet?
In the Department of Homeland Security.
And then you might get a knock on the door. What have you been doing? We saw you down there.
You at the restaurant.
Yeah, at the restaurant. You weren't supposed to be there.
Well, you talked to Jim, and Jim tested positive.
Jim shoots guns. So we got to watch
out. You see where it goes, ladies and gentlemen? Right now it's a virus. Next it's Jim shot gun. Did you talk to him about shooting guns? Did he talk to you about shooting guns? Well, he's on trial right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're thinking about indicting him.
Right.
Against the Fourth Amendment. We've already arrested mm-hmm. him, done all this, blah, blah, blah. We're holding him because mm-hmm. there may be a problem. We need to talk to you.
And don't, any government person comes up to you, don't talk to them.
Number one thing.
What?
You owe them nothing. I don't care if it's a cop. You owe the police nothing. I know that offends some of them. Because they think that, they got this attitude. Obviously, they have an attitude because cops are running around saying, we'll put you in jail. We'll make up something. We'll make up something.
In their official capacity, they are not your friends.
Washington State decides to require phone numbers to get into restaurants. A plan Oregon abandoned. Okay, it's the same thing. Now, a whole state, not only is it cities like in Texas, like Dallas and Austin, now it's a whole state. Saying for you to, these restaurants need to collect this information. This is social credit system.
It sure is.
This is the absolute beginning of the infrastructure, and it's all going to be based on this. Gorsuch from the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch, pivotal vote could favor Oklahoma tribe in controversial Native American rape case. Let me give you the background. We ain't got a lot of time. We'll talk about some of these other stories with James. Somebody was convicted for rape about 20-something years ago in part of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument now is, well, that wasn't in the United States. It was in the, it was on the Indian reservations. That part of even Tulsa, Oklahoma, one of the biggest cities, was originally part of the Indian reservation.
Correct.
So you did not have jurisdiction. So therefore, yeah. You know, it go is. pound salt. Yeah. Well, the argument is this still tribal? You know, back and forth. The Supreme Court, surprisingly enough, they had a similar case. And it was split 4-4. Neil Gorsuch dissented because he was on the bench when it was tried in earlier. This one he wasn't. This one he's going to vote. It's probably going to come down to him. He sounds like he's leaning towards the Indians, saying the Indians' rights have been violated.
Violated. They have no jurisdiction.
The Indians' rights have been violated perpetually.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to come of this, but this is extremely interesting.
Sure is.
Extremely interesting case.
He's worried about opening up a big can of worms if he does that.
Do your story. Do your top story there quickly. Just
Texas man under investigation for threatening Facebook post. A Highland Police Department investigated a Dallas area man for threatening Facebook post. According to
read his post. Find the post and just read what he wrote. He was fired from his job, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Let's see.
Any store?
Yeah. Any business that tells him to wear a mask will get told to kiss my Corona.
ASS.
Yeah.
Donkey.
And
mule.
He gets fired for that.
And he got fired because he said that on Facebook. This is social credit.
This is social credit. He went against the government.
Wow. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel Estlin on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. So good to be with you.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. So they would see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
My name is Daniel Estulin. The decisions we make now, will the global systemic collapse, will decide whether we live as society or die. With the global economic depression approaching, it is necessary to prepare for it immediately. The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing processes. The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model, the rise of the regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries, end of democracy, the rise of global dictatorship. Where do we go from here? What will the post-crisis world look like? What should families do to preserve their savings and to survive? Please join us in an upcoming webinar with me, Daniel Estulin.
The Global Transformation Post-COVID-19 Webinar with Daniel Estulin, May 14th at 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets today at thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Our next guest is, we need him more than ever. He made world sensation with his book about the Bilderbergs, bringing that idea, that concept of that there are people meeting, conspiring on a global level. There is a global policy and they're meeting, and here it is, the Bilderberg Group brought that to a worldwide consciousness, pretty much unlike anybody else's best-selling book. He is a conceptual genius. He is a friend, and we're very excited to have him on. Daniel Estulin, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back. Thank you so much.
The first spot I want to start. Of course, we're going to talk about the webinar tomorrow. That's very important, and we're very excited that you've agreed to do this and want to do this. But I want to start an article from Zero Heads. The title of the article is "The Financial System Will Have to Be Reset," quote unquote. How the world's most powerful and influential people see the world after the pandemic. It's a very important article. How did you respond to this?
Well, I read the article, and it was, from a couple of days ago. And again, none of the people there, these powerful, economic, quote-unquote, geniuses of Western capitalist world, none of them understand the problem. It doesn't mean that I'm smarter than all of these people. It just means me coming from a different world, meaning the Soviet Union. We understand how economy works as a different economic model from the Western capitalist, infinite growth model, because we studied a different system. So in our world, we understand that there are limits to growth. In our world, we understand that the economy, can be an open economy where you steal from others, which is what the British Empire has done, throughout history, which is what the Spanish Empire done in their heyday, which is what the United States of America has been doing for a very, very long time, especially since the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, bringing their democracies, quote unquote, to every nook and corner of the galaxy. But except that, there's limits to the planet Earth, and there's limits to how much you can steal, because you get to the point where none of the people or countries have anything, to give. And so you're left with the question, and now what? And the other model is, of course, a closed model where the economy is real, the economy, and you're actually producing things. So because, again, I come from a different world, we have the answers to these questions. And that article, although dealing with very important things, and they're absolutely right, there's going to have to be a reset because this model is absolutely dead. They have no answers. And not only they don't have any answers. If you look at the last 12 Nobel prize-winning economists since the last crisis in 2008. Not one of them won their Nobel for economics for their ability to actually explain the theory of crisis. They don't know what it is because they don't have the language. And by language, I don't mean English or Spanish or French or Russian or Chinese. I mean the language of economics to explain what's going on, because the last three generations of economists, of social scientists, of, you know, political economists, of politicians, bureaucrats, you know, people who make the decisions in the West, they've all been part of this Bretton Woods economic model. And of course, one of the key elements of this system is in America, what you called Reaganomics. And beginning now, what was important? Why was it important? You see, what happened with Reaganomics is beginning in 1981, the growth of global economy in one way or another was in essence driven by a redistribution of U.S. dollars, which is what, you know, what it was, printed by the Federal Reserve and then passed through the Federal Reserve system. And that process is controlled not by the, you know, people who are in favor of the United States as a nation state, by those who are in favor of International Monetary World Fund, World Trade Organization, and other global Bretton Woods institutions. And the essence of Reaganomics model, which of course today is also in its deathbed, was very simple. Given that the effect of expanding markets that's been exhausted since the beginning of the 1970s, it was falsified through constant credit stimulation and demand. In other words, the government printed money, okay, and they just gave it to people, and the people spend that money and got themselves in debt so they can buy stuff. So, in other words, beginning in the early 1980s, the banking system allowed households to refinance their debts. That is, became possible to repay old loans at the expense of the new ones. And that was a key element of Reaganomics policy, which allowed the government and also the United States citizens to live way beyond their means for decades. We're seeing the consequences of that, Daniel, today. And now, before it was adopted, the equilibrium macroeconomic parameters for American household looked like this. Total debt was no more than 65% of annual income. Savings, about 10% of real disposable income. By 2008, these parameters had changed dramatically. Average debt was 130% of annual income. Savings, minus 7%. So in order to ensure that demand didn't fall, they began to lower the cost of loan. Because the more money people borrow, the lower has to be the percentage, the cost of the loan. If you remember with Volcker, it was 20 or 21% in 1979, 1980, and then by 2008, it went to zero. And now they're talking about minus rates, and in fact, they have minus rates in many different countries around the world. So in 1980, the discount rate, again, of the Federal Reserve was 19 or 20, 21%, and then it went to zero. And this is the reality, okay? And you can only do this as long as you have markets to conquer. But once you've reached the limit of growth on the planet Earth, if you're talking about as a space, it has limited amount of space. And now we've come to the point where we cannot grow any longer. And we have all these problems which cannot be solved because all the financial instruments have been exhausted. The entire, you know, global financial political apparatus has been living at the expense of the real economy for a very long time. But this can only come at someone else's expense. And the expense was destroying the global real sector of the economy. And now we're at the point where the economy has been destroyed.
To kind of summarize this, or maybe give a little different example, a shade of this, you know, at one point in America, a $20 gold piece, an ounce of gold, was $20. And so from that point, especially 1980 on, it really accelerated. They began to borrow loan money. What did they loan against? The value of that $20 gold piece, which was turned to 40, which was turned to whatever, the value of a dollar went down, where now a dollar in today's terms is like 3 cents in, you know, 1920 terms or whatever. They've taken 97% of the value out of that dollar, the value of the economy, the value of different markets. They've used that dollar as a weapon then to basically steal and borrow against and collateralize their theft, basically. Would that be accurate?
Well, exactly. And if you, again, it's like 50 years later, the U.S. economy is in permanent low productivity, cheap labor, part-time, temporary self-employment morass, sometimes repugnantly called the new normal. Okay, well, the new normal, you know, having this, you know, dead-end jobs that don't give you even enough money to, you know, put food on the table. Low and declining real wages, and also household incomes now dominate the economic and social reality of the United States. Entire, once productive sectors of the economic platform of the entire continent, not only of the United States, have been destroyed. For example, the steel centers of Monterrey, Mexico, and also Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The North American rail grid is dysfunctional. It's a disgrace. It looks worse than what you would see in fourth world countries. So the point is, you know, again, that system, well, that, you know, that said, the system can only work in favor of the financial speculators, which those who are our enemies, if they control the emission of the U.S. dollar. But the difficulty was that the Bretton Woods reform, which was not completed in 1944, the World Currency Issuing Center, the Federal Reserve of the United States, remained under the control of the U.S. national elite under their jurisdiction. And so in 2011, there was an attempt by the global, you know, liberal elite working together with the, you know, the liberal banking financier, treacherous elite in the United States to take away the power of printing money from the United States, you know, and give it to the international bankers under the control of Bank of International Settlement, which is Central Bank of Central Banks. And Obama, you know, thank God, was smart enough because maybe he was afraid for his life, you know, if he has actually gave away the power of the printing press. He stopped that attempt by the global liberalists. You know, if you remember the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case, who was the general director of the International Monetary Fund, when they found them, quote unquote, in a hotel room, you know, with some woman doing God knows what. And anyway, so that was a show of force by Obama. Then the second round took place in 2016 when the financiers tried to lead their candidate, in other words, Clinton, to the White House. They lost. And today what we're witnessing, Daniel, is the progress of this third round, namely attempt to remove not only Donald Trump, the current president, legally elected president of the United States, from his position. That failed, you know, via Russiagate. Now we have, you know, the other shoe, the Obamagate. Okay, but again, they're trying to do what? They're trying to dismantle the entire world economy and via chaos to take over. How is that being done? Well, they tried thermonuclear war by killing Soleimani in the beginning of January. That didn't work. And now they're trying it via coronavirus. I just read an article like literally 5 minutes ago, and now I went back to see it and it disappeared. Wisconsin, I think it was, that the governor said that anybody, you know, who is a denier of coronavirus will not be allowed to buy food in the store. Okay, this is like front page news. So what is again, this is. Well, after the interview, I'll send you the article and you can post it. Anyone who is a denier, who doesn't believe this stuff, not only are we a conspiracy theorist, but also we'll not be allowed to buy food. Again, all this stuff, you said at the beginning of the program. I wrote the book back in 2005 on the Bilderberg Group, where a lot of the things that we unfortunately seeing right now, you know, loss of freedom in, you know, the concentration camp, electronic concentration camp without tears, you know, this pharmacological happiness, which we're going to imbue with when they start, you know, using vaccines, you know, on massive scale against the population, electronic passports, which decide who buys food, who doesn't, who lives, who dies, et cetera, et cetera. Those who have vaccines, you know, and their cards up to date, then they'll be able to get a loan at the bank, drive a car, have a license, a driver's license, et cetera. Those who don't, won't. So this is where we're at right now. And you know, if you add to that the background, the generalized systemic global collapse, we're in a very, very precarious position as society, as humanity, because, you know, I said it many times before and I finished. What we're seeing right now has only happened twice in the last 2,000 years. Once between the 4th and the 6th century, when the Roman Empire collapsed and feudalism became the model. And then when feudalism collapsed between the 16th and the 17th century, and capitalism was born. So basically, there's not one person on the planet Earth who has seen anything like this before. And this is twice as bad as the Great Depression. You know, last week when you had me on, we talked about the real unemployment numbers in America. 42 million people in 7 weeks lost their jobs. What was it in the Great Depression? 2 million? So 42 million Americans are out of work. And for the first time in history of the United States, more than half of the U.S. population is not working. The numbers are only going to get worse. Because if you look at what they're doing in California, they're trying to force people, you know, inside till you know, August. This is a blatant attempt on the part of the Democrats to actually destroy America's economy. These people are traitors. They have to be in prison.
On one level, we're having an economic discussion, but obviously, when you're talking this level, this is not economic, just the economic. This is cultural. This is social. This is a way of life. You mentioned things like forced vaccinations. How concerned are you with the talk of this? And do you really, I just have such a hard time seeing Americans to comply with this or with this force right now.
Well, luckily, Americans, God bless you as a nation, you know, because I said it many times, Daniel, people, you know, say, this guy is from the Soviet Union, he's our enemy. I'm not an enemy of the United States. We've never been an enemy of the United States. You know, Russians, we love America. The thing is that you're the only country in the world who will actually, you know, if there is hope of a nation standing up to this, it's the United States. In Canada, 82% of Canadians would love to be vaccinated because they trust the government, because it's the British Empire. Okay, they've been totally brainwashed. In England, it came out yesterday in, you know, mail online that 9 out of 10 Brits, they believe that, you know, staying in and actually being jailed by the government is a good thing, not a bad thing. And they're willing to, you know, play their part because this is a global war against the coronavirus. We are on the front lines, if you believe the dialectic. You know, this is the kind of stuff you're hearing globally. It hasn't been the case with the United States where patriots have come out over and over again, have taken over, you know, town, city halls, you know, saying, hey, we're not going to do this. So they're having a hard time. You also have a president who is against this. Okay, thank God. But the point is, you know, they need, it's order through chaos. And their chaos is dismantling the global financial order because it's already in its deathbed. They have no hope. And through this, somehow, God knows how, trying to get back in power.
All right. Let me just confirm. I think I know what you're going to say, but I want to make this clear for everybody listening. Daniel Esselin is an absolute expert on this subject, and he's the person you want to ask. We have the perception. We see Bill Gates. Is the future in their minds? I mean, you've studied this with the Bilderbergers. They want to vaccinate everybody, tracking technology, basically shut you out of society unless you comply. It's a compliance with this global control grid system where the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the American way is gone, and this new overarching government daddy state is put in place, and you are going to comply or you will not be part of society. Is that true?
Well, it's always been the case. You know, the elite have always tried to control humanity. And the point is they don't need 8 billion people on the planet Earth. You know, because, you know, as I said before, and I'll expand on this greatly in the webinar about what the future world, you know, financial, economic, and also, you know, labor markets would look like. Because everybody wants to know, I have a job, I do this. Am I going to have a job? Well, you most likely won't. Because the idea is, what do we do? They, meaning not we, what do they do with 90% of the global population they have no use for in this change from one techno paradigm to another? Which is why for them a global thermonuclear war would have been wonderful. You kill 4 or 5 billion people, you reorganize everything on a much smaller scale. I know it sounds, and you know, people are listening saying, I don't believe my ears, I'm hearing this. Well, you know, 15 years ago, Daniel, when I said that their job is, you know, to convert the planet Earth into this, you know, giant, you know, concentration camp. And people are saying, this guy is nuts. You are in a concentration camp. 6 billion people have been locked up in their homes. I don't care under what pretext. The point is, the pretext is false because there's no such thing as, you know, coronavirus pandemic. It's a global attempt to dismantle the system, which is already on its deathbed. And you have people like Donald Trump who are fighting against this. And it's not even a point whether you like Donald Trump, whether you dislike him, whether you think he has bad table manners. It doesn't matter. We need Donald Trump to actually stay strong, win the re-election in November, and actually go through what needs to be done, meaning go after the big boys and girls, the Bill Gateses, the Soroses, the Clintons, the Obamas. And that's what they're terrified of. And you're seeing the tide, you know, being turned, you know, with Obamagate now. Now it's very clear who's behind, you know, the Russiagate, the attempt to railroad Trump and Flynn and all these other people. So what we're seeing is these people know, the liberal banking financier elite, that they're, you know, as good as dead. And so they're going to try to destroy the world, you know, and take them to hell. We have to make sure we don't let them do that. And again, one of the things about this webinar is a desperate attempt to actually get people to realize that this is real. This isn't something happening in China or something happening in Vietnam or in Russia or in, you know, deep dark Africa or somewhere in Latin America where some pod dictator does some, you know, unseemly things to his population. No, this is the United States. This is the first world. Paris is on fire. Okay. They're burning Paris down. It happened yesterday. Okay, some immigrant who was a drug dealer, was a criminal, a murderer, was caught by the police, but because he wasn't treated according to the United Nations, you know, Declaration of Human Rights, okay, and he was, you know, handcuffed before he was given his rights in six different languages, you know, the entire city of Paris, meaning all of the immigrants, are up in arms, they're burning the city down. And again, the same thing can come to America. And if you think you won't, you're living in a la-la land. We have to be prepared. And what I want to do in this webinar tomorrow is explain to people what's coming short-term. Short-term is not 2 years. It's 4 or 5 months. Short-term is what you need to do economically, politically, socially. You have to prepare, you know, as far as you, your family is concerned, what kind of jobs are going to be re-engineered out. Most of them, banking sectors, financial sectors, all of these jobs are gone for good. Tourism is gone forever. Yesterday, the day before, I can't remember. The news are coming so fast right now. The minister for tourism in England said that Brits will not going to be allowed to travel next year abroad. This is England we're talking about, not Tunisia, you know, or Suriname. So British tourists are not going to be allowed to travel anywhere over the next 12 months, which means that the rest of the countries in Europe are going to follow suit as well. Which means that America is not going to get tourism, which means that the malls are not going to reopen, and if they do, there's going to be no, you know, buyers, which means the retailer sector is dead, which means tourism is dead, Airbnb sector is dead, you know, all the sectors of the economy related, you know, to flying is gone, which means that you're talking about, you know, enormous swaths of the population are going to be having a very hard time to make ends meet when you have 42 million people who are unemployed. So what do we do? Because the question is, and now what? There's doesn't matter how much money you print. You can print $3, $4, $5 trillion every 2 or 3 months. It's not going to make the economy better. It's not that this is the $4 trillion that the economy, you know, made as a result of the real sector of the economy producing. Nobody's producing anything at all. And again, I think I said it last time I was on. If you take out of the equation all the money that the United States stupidly printed out of thin air since the Reaganomics, which is 1981, the real growth in the United States over the past 40 years is exactly 0%. And wow. Now we're out of the economic and the financial tools. And now the question is, 65% of Americans have 2 or 3 weeks savings. That's it. And the question is, and now what you're going to do? How are you going to put food on the table? Because you still need to eat. What are you going to do? You're going to steal? Everybody has a gun, which means that there's going to be wars, you know, within cities, within areas, within, you know, blocks. You're going to have blacks against Latinos, you know, whites against blacks, rednecks against Latinos and blacks. And this is on a national level. This is what the liberal banking financiers, the Democrats, the Soros, the Rockefellers, the transnational corporations, this is what they want. Because, again, their only hope to survive is get rid of Trump any way possible. Because if he wins the re-election in November, and he will win the re-election, these people are as good as gone.
We have just a few minutes here in the interview. This is very explosive information. It's shocking information. It's hard for people to get over their normal. It's hard for me to get over my normalcy bias when I research this and I know this. Tomorrow there's a webinar with Daniel Esselin. If you're first hearing this, it's a big deal. Go to thepowerhour.com. You can see the banner. You can sign up. If you've already signed up, you should be getting an email tonight. I don't know what time it is. I think around 6 or 7 central time, you'll get the email 24 hours before. And then, that'll, with your instructions, the login and all that. So sign up. It's $20. And there's things that we can't say here. There's things that Daniel can't go into. But generally, you're talking about one of the foremost people in independent media. I mean, you tell me of all the people in this country that you've heard on independent media that you want to hear lay out a conceptual roadmap to what this looked like, what are the ramifications, and what do I need to do? If you're sitting at home, what do I need to do for my family? If I'm a grandmother, okay, what do I need to know for my grandchildren? What do I, you know, they may not know anything about any of this. What do I need to do so that I can ensure that maybe by the time they wake up, they're going to have a future, have some opportunities? Daniel Estulin is one of the foremost. Daniel, we're very excited. Go ahead, Daniel.
The scope of the crisis, as we're seeing, you know, it's simply beyond one's comprehension.
Yes, I agree.
It's coming at us at a light speed, and we do not have the luxury of an organized retreat. The system is broken, and it's broken for reasons far greater than what used to be called corruption, what used to be called extortion, used to be, you know, greed. And it cannot be fixed when you have an unprecedented economic collapse, smashing down every wall between humanity and the unthinkable. It's a systemic breakdown, that will destroy economies, not only American, but global in every country in the world. The country, whether it's the United States or any other country, it comes to a screeching halt. In other words, no welfare checks, no social security, no health care benefits, no food stamps for the poor, and no money to pay for all these millions of government employees who are going to be on the street. Okay, this isn't panic. Because it is beyond panic. Within a few days, literally, you know, prices will go up, you know, skyward. And as supplies can no longer meet demand, because in any big city in America or anywhere in the world, you only have 4 days of supplies. Okay, so as supplies can no longer meet demand, the markets will become paralyzed immediately as prices become too high for the entire system itself. Join us tomorrow.
Yes. Absolutely. Be there, be square, as they say. It's very important. You can call 877-817-9829 also to learn how to sign up. You do need an internet connection. It's time to get prepared. Go get some food storage from Humana. Get ready and buckle up and listen to Daniel tomorrow. God bless you, Daniel.
Thank you, sir. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Yes, sir. James McKay.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.